I know that race issues exist, but I had never actually witnessed it myself, especially being a white female. I had never witnessed this problem myself.
Jackie Sagasta is a Canisius senior. She was appalled when alerted Tuesday evening to a social media post depicting a photo of a black baby doll with a noose around the neck in an elevator. Sagasta tells WBFO News an event was held on campus late Tuesday afternoon by students, where college president John Hurley addressed the issue. Students were told they now know who is responsible.
He assured us that there would be very severe consequences, and he assured us that this issue was not going to be swept under the rug, and I really hope that he holds true to that claim. And they said, as of right now, they do not believe that there was any negative intent behind the elevator situation because the rope around the doll's neck was just part of the making of the doll, which I do not find to be an acceptable explanation of this photo and what happened at Canisius.
And when I saw it, I was absolutely shocked and horrified.
Jarrell Lanos is a Canisius senior and African-American. He's in the minority. A check of the college data shows he's among more than 8% of Canisius students who are black and African-American, while a little more than 76% are white.
Seeing the email from President Hurley, I'm glad that he actually noticed the situation and responded to it as promptly as he did. However, I think with him and some of the other faculty members, some of the public safety officers are failing to recognize the situation as it is. And for me, it's a little discouraging to know that they aren't labeling this as a hate crime, because in my view, I do see it as a hate crime.
Students also say the doll was dangled out of dorm room windows. The students say they were told this incident appeared to be between roommates, but Sagasta says she thinks the college is tiptoeing around a racial issue.
By hanging a black baby doll in your window, you are not keeping anything between your roommates.
Now, College President Hurley issued a written statement to the campus community calling it despicable. He noted it goes against what Canisius stands for, and the behavior would not be tolerated. Hurley also pointed out that the incident is extremely troubling as the campus strives for diversity. He says this incident indicates the college has work to do. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.